So we start with Anton, who is, he escapes a room. His mother is not there. She's at a crack house just down the road from him. He's taken in by a white family and raised by them. And very quickly, David, the father, works to kind of take over Anton's life. Talk to me about that kind of initial power dynamic and how it begins to stretch as we move forward.
Initially, he seems to think that his, as you put it, taking over Anton's life, you know, is a good thing. He frames it to himself with that capacity for self-delusion that I think all of us have. He really believes that he is doing something in the child's best interest. Though, of course, it's a little self-serving, too, because he himself has a void in his life that he's trying to fill. And Anton is just the perfect child with whom to fill that void. What I was careful to do in this book, I mean, this is not a book about racism, per se, but it's very much a book about white privilege, because it is who David is that allows him to do some rather dubious things in order to claim Anton.
In writing this book, did you have a audience that you imagined? Was there someone that you were writing to or for?
When I write a book, what's more important to me than perhaps anything else is to write the most emotionally honest book, the most uncompromising book that I know how. I never want to write a book that caters to the marketplace, that frankly even caters to what I think readers might want from a book. So the last thing I want to do is frighten myself into softening some harsh truths by imagining, you know, the ideal reader out there.
And I guess I ask that question because it feels like a very timely conversation about race.
Yes.
And white privilege.
Yes.
And I at times wondered if it was almost geared towards the kind of liberal white reader who doesn't have these conversations.
Yeah, and perhaps they don't have these conversations because, you know, there's a tendency for liberal white readers to think of themselves as being on the side of the angels, you know, being the good guys. And it's not just divided by race. You know, there's class privilege, too. There's the privilege of people who are educated. I mean, I certainly have my own biases and my own bigotries. And it's always nice for me as a reader to be confronted with those, to be challenged with those. I love books that push me outside of my comfort zone, you know. And one of the things that was important for me to do in this book was I never wanted to take sides, because if I took sides, the reader then would be led. It's called Everybody's Son because Anton himself has multiple figures, parental figures in his life. And what he has to do by the time the book ends is figure out for himself who he belongs to.
Were there any complications in writing about race and particularly black experience?
Yeah. So that's a question of cultural appropriation that comes up a great deal. I mean, every single interview I have done, you know, what am I doing as a, you know, Indian American writer writing about the black experience? I'll point out one curious thing that I've noticed. Nobody yet has asked me by what authority I'm writing about the white experience, because I'm not white either, you know. Mm-hmm. But somehow, for reasons that are complicated and that I don't fully understand, that has never, I mean, I've written entire novels from the point of view of a white couple, protagonists, and that question never came up during those times. It only comes up when you write about African-American culture. So my answer to that is, let's flip the question around. Let's just sort of hold off on that question. And, you know, I ask people to just read the book and then judge it on its merits. You know, have I written a book that is emotionally honest? Have I written a book that has interesting characters? Do they speak in realistic ways? Is there something about the story that makes you wake up the next day still thinking about it? If I have done any of those things, I have done my job. And then who I am and what my life experience is doesn't matter all that much.